U105 morning, Ivan Martin, until noon, 10:15. As I said, Norman Weatherall is here from the South Belfast Historical Society. And that's the last time I'm going to say that this morning, Norman. You're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Ivan.
Now, the Historical Society has been going for a long time. How long?
Well, the society was founded by Eric Robinson and it had its inaugural meeting on the 30th of September 1982.
Right.
At the Ormer Road Library. But that may sound a great age, but in fact, actually, we're the youngest of the four Belfast Historical Societies.
Oh, you're only a youngster then.
Absolutely.
You've been meeting now in the Ormer Road Library, as you say, but all of that is about to change, isn't it?
That's right, yes. The practice of meeting on the last Thursday of the month in the Ormer Road Library continued until September of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And future meetings will take place in St. Nicholas's Hall, Cadogan Park, on the Lisburn Road.
Right. Well, why the change, Norman?
Policy by the Belfast Library Authority. They can no longer afford to have us, apparently.
Oh, dear.
They close at 8 o'clock and, of course, we couldn't have a meeting that finished as early as that.
No, certainly not.
Alternative accommodation.
Yeah. Now, these meetings, just give us a flavour of it. What sorts of things do you talk about and hear about at the meetings?
Well, the meeting takes place at 7:45 and would finish shortly after 9. The main event of the evening, of course, is a speaker. But there's time for question and discussion after a speaker has spoken. And then we have tea, coffee, where we can have informal chats with each other, get to know each other, that sort of thing. The fee for the year is £15, and a guest coming for one event would be asked to pay £3. Incidentally, the great advantage of Cadogan Park is good parking.
Yes, that's right.
The programme is compiled by the committee.
Mm-hmm.
But members are invited to make suggestions for topics and speakers. They hear them elsewhere and think, well, our society might enjoy listening to that. The chief area of interest is South Belfast, obviously, though not exclusively. This is something Eric Robinson recognised right from the start. If we stuck to South Belfast as our subject, we'd find ourselves very restricted. So while we continue to have South Belfast topics, we also look a little bit further afield. For example, on the South Belfast subject, we've looked at Donegal Pass, Sandy Row, Ballinafy, the Markets, Newton Breeder Village, Beaver Park, the Laggan. This year, our South Belfast topics will be the Lisburn Road. The Lisburn Road actually celebrates its bicentenary in 2017.
Right.
The City Hospital and the Workhouse.
Yes.
But on the wider front, for example, we began our year with the Jolson Story, which was a compilation of Al Jolson's songs and clips from films. Very entertaining it was and very popular. We'll also be hearing about Thomas McCabe, a figure in the 1790s, and a representative, S.D. Bell, is coming to talk about the story of tea. In the past, we've had talks about the Blitz, the 1916 Rising, Edward Carson, Roger Casement, popular entertainment in bygone Belfast, and so on and so on. In the past, we've tried to organise outings, but they haven't proved very popular, unfortunately. So we hopefully temporarily, abandoned them last year. We've also had publications. We began with journals. The first two appeared in the 1990s. There's been a third one subsequently. But the highlight possibly of our publications came in 1998, when George Templeton and I, George was our secretary at the time, put together a book simply South Belfast, made up of old photographs, which George had collected,
yeah.
And I wrote the captions.
People love that.
They do. In fact, this has been very popular. It's now into its third reprint.
Wow.
So clearly, and you can buy it in Tesco's. So clearly popular. We've also made contributions to local newspapers. There was a Community Telegraph for a time, which published our articles. It, I think, is now defunct. And then we've also had pieces put in the South Belfast Post. A couple of memoirs have also been published by us.
Mm-hmm.
A long-term serving member was Roy Allen, who was an expert in Ballinafie. He'd been born, brought up and lived most of his life there and
right.
still lived on the fringes.
Sure.
And he wrote this memoir in which he recorded stories of his adventures in childhood among the clay hills of Annadale. Long since gone,
yes.
And then Maggie May Hughes. Now, she was born in 1901.
All right.
And, in her very old age, she'd compiled a list of her recollections of the past. For example, she remembered being taken to see the first electric tram on the Omer Road.
Wow.
That must have been a big event, really.
Yeah, very much so.
Obviously, while our interest is in the past, we also have to keep considering the future. What would we like to do in the future? Have we any ideas? Well, there are various bodies in South Belfast which must have archives. Churches, for example.
Sure.
And we would like access to those if possible. Now, two have already been obliging in that respect. One was St. Jude's.
Mm-hmm.
We got an account of a Sunday school excursion in the 1880s. That
right.
took us back a bit.
But then where did they go?
Ballywalter.
Yes.
And Knockbreda Parish Church also has provided it with materials. It's got a very long history indeed, right back 1737.
Right.
And a very interesting graveyard there.
It is, yeah.
We had an outing, actually, about a year ago, a joint effort with the East Belfast Historical Society when we looked at the church, and we also had a walk around the graveyard. But there must be others that could provide us with material.
Sure. How do you do with members, Norman? I mean, do you find that it's a growing or a shrinking society?
I think, unfortunately, at the moment, our membership is down.
Right.
Probably about 40 would see us, but we would obviously like to have a great many more.
Mm.
Recruiting, well, obviously, perhaps a broadcast like this
yes.
will help us. We certainly welcome that. On the subject of memoirs, by the way, or rather material that we might access, private material, sometimes that comes to us.
Mm-hmm.
We had a centenarian as a member until a couple of years ago when she died at the age of 103.
Right.
And obviously her family had material and she made available some of this to us. Her father-in-law had taken part in the Ulster Volunteer Force gun running in 1914.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also a bodyguard to Edward Carson in 1921. And she let us photograph his official cards, if you like, that he could hold, show to a sentry or whatever,
right.
In order to gain access. So we'd like more of that kind of thing.
Yep. People love nostalgia. I mean, any time we mention, say, the old cinemas in Belfast,
mm-hmm.
there's always a huge response. Or
right.
the Empire Theatre
mm-hmm.
back in the day. And, you know, people, you mentioned Al Jolson. People will say, oh, I saw Al Jolson at such and such a place. Or so, you know, I saw Slim Whitman at the Grand Opera House or... You know, this sort of thing.
Roy Rogers.
Well, right, cool. Yeah.
He was in the Hippodrome.
In the Hippodrome, yeah.
Yes, that has been a popular subject, actually. And another popular subject, too, is the old department stores of Belfast.
Yes, Robs and
all the... Robinson and Cleaver.
Yeah.
So
what was the one just always at the City Hall with the huge staircase?
That was Robinson Cleaver.
Yes, it was a most stately staircase.
Yes. There was a time when Donegal Place was known as the Bond Street of Belfast.
Yes.
And Robinson Cleaver's would have been top of the list.
Oh, really?
To make it.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Donegal Place can make that claim today. And the glory of Robinson Cleaver's has gone.
It has. I'll never forget that staircase.
Yet. Yes, Lord Ballyedmund bought it
after did he?
It ceased to be a shop. Uh-huh. And it was taken out and installed in Ballyedmon Castle.
Yes.
Outside Newry.
Yes.
I'm told he got it for £3,500. I think that was probably quite a bargain.
It's certainly a bargain is a good word for it indeed, Norman. Norman, unfortunately, time is beaten us. I could sit here and talk to you all morning, and certain things fascinate me, like street names, you know.
Yes.
Why do, you know, the Holy Land, for example, is often in the news. Who decided to call all those streets those names, like Jerusalem Street and Carmel Street and all that sort of thing? Or
there were two developers, actually, who combined to build houses there in the sort of 1890s, early 1900s.
Right.
And they said that they had been on a journey to the Holy Land. Mm-hmm. And when they came back, this inspired them to give the names to the streets.
Ah, that's what you see. That sort of thing fascinates me, I must say.
We also have a few military names, of course. We're in Havelock Street.
Yeah,
General
we are.
Havelock. And then there was Outram Street. It's gone now, I think.
Yeah.
Another military figure.
Yes. This was Havelock Street, and it's all such a huge complex. Thank you very much for taking the time and trouble to come in this morning and talk to us about the South Belfast Historical Society, and just remind us when your meetings are and where they are from now on before you go.
Our next meeting will be on Thursday night of this week.
Right.
We meet on the last Thursday of each month.
Okay.
At 7:45 in the St Nicholas Church Hall, Cadogan Park, Lisburn Road.
Lovely, Norman. You're a gentleman and a scholar. Thank you very much indeed.